Brothers El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
You know, when I was living there, even before Mr. McCain had picked her to run, you know, I'd seen how stressful his job
was. One way we'll achieve this goal is by focusing on, for example, in the U.S., four core brands.
On Tuesday, the board president told NBC 10 News, quote, there was concern a lot of them
spent so much time needing people's love.
Thank you for telling me what I already know.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 o'clock here on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We're the only news, talk, and entertainment show anywhere, man, that knows what it's talking about. We don't waste any time telling you about how evil a Republican or a Democrat is. We waste no time, really. The only time we waste is during our uncensored video pre-show, which we just got done doing. If you want to join us for our uncensored pre-show, you can do that at www.philhendryshow.com. You can also go over to our website and download the audio of the show. We're on a bunch of affiliates. It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger as we speak. So you can listen to us on the radio and check the download the next day. You can see on-demand video. It's a beautiful thing, man. Anyway, welcome to our program. Coming up tonight, we'll be hearing a little bit about this guy, Levi Johnson, who is the, I don't get involved too much in the Palin family drama, so I don't know, is he a son-in-law or is he just the douchebag that's living with, I don't know who this dumbass is, but anyway, he's become the primary news source of the major mass media. You know, this cat that sounds like Chris Norton, you know, he's just, I saw Miss Palin. So we're going to listen to what he's got to say, and I'm sure it's just groundbreaking and breathtaking and just amazing. And the next thing you know, it won't be Palin with a show on Fox. It'll be Levi Johnson. It'll be the Levi Johnson Hour, you know.
You mean that dumbass that was on there with a wife beater?
Yeah, that guy.
Wow.
By the way, that's Bud Dickman. Bud and Robert, how are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm all right. I want to find out, you know, you said you're going to talk about a woman ass, and I want to know more about it. I want to study on it and everything.
I'll talk about it, okay? We were talking before the show and been talking for a couple of days. As you heard, you know, the story of, you know, that picture of Obama as he's looking at it, it looks like he's checking this chick's ass out. Excuse my, you know, my French, but I mean, and it's one of those photographs that's tricky. I did see it broken down by ABC and a couple of other guys and a very serious guy filling in for Chris Matthews. I don't know who these guys are you get filling in for you there, punk face, but this guy today, man, he looked like a retired Jesuit priest or something. He looked like a retired Jesuit priest who still hadn't gotten laid. So that may be the number one thing you want to do with anybody that's filling in for you, including yourself, Chris. Anyway, this guy was staring into the camera with earnestness, with a grim face saying, but pictures can be deceiving. You know, he just, you see. Look, man, let me say this. When they broke this thing down on the video, I do now recognize that the president was actually helping a lady down. He was looking at the step, his eyes cast down. It just so happened that this woman in a red dress who had, yes, a great ass, was stepping up in bare feet, which she might have just gotten out of the limousine. In any event, she was in bare feet, and she's stepping up to move into the crowd, and people said, look at the president. He's checking out a chick's ass. How dare he? Or isn't that cool? It makes him human. It makes him a slob. But, you know, everything has to be politicized. You understand, don't you? You know, even the way a guy goes to the bathroom now, you know, you're either taking a liberal or a conservative leak. Seriously.
Next thing you know, they're going to take a picture in the bowl before you pull a chain and find out if it's a liberal dump.
Hey, man, watch that out.
Oh, come on, will you?
Really?
Liberal dump. Anyway, I looked at this thing. I said, you know, it's right. And beyond that, folks, and I'm not going to spend all night talking about this. It's a very important thing. We say on our show, if you're just joining us, it's going to be hard for you to believe if you're just joining us. We do not care whether the Republican or the Democratic parties exist or not. We don't care whether progressives all die in a flaming bus accident tomorrow, right along with the conservatives, like they're going off to have a meeting. Maybe they're going to get their heads together and finally, you know, become friends. I don't care if they all drop dead of a heart attack, man. They should have died, not Michael Jackson. You want my honest opinion? I'd rather Michael Jackson still be here and have every last one of those bastards that call themselves progressives and conservatives dead, man. I mean dead. On a slab someplace. All we want to know is what's going on. Now, let me tell you what's going on. So automatically, they take a look at this, and there's a picture of Obama. He's looking at a woman's ass, which, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, is a very normal thing for a man to do. But before I go further with that, you have to understand, we live in a culture that has idealized, that has sanctified, that has encased in glass a woman's breasts. The breast has been preeminent in American society, as it has, for the most part, in terms of beauty around the world for a long time. Men have been told that the breast is the most attractive part of a woman, not her ass. Now, I've been an ass man for a long time. Anybody that knows me will tell you this. A long time. Even going back to the days when you used to take, if you were, you know, like me, you took a lot of heat from your friends. You know, you'd look at a girl going down the street and she had a really nice shapely butt. You'd check it out and go, man, what are you, like into a pig party or something, man? Hey, let's have a pig party, man. You know, they'd be calling them pigs because a girl has got a shape, right? Today in America, we've got women who are so focused on making their breasts look great because they've got some dim bulb boyfriend who spends most of the weekend with his other boyfriends as they're riding around on their, big engine rice burners and their wife beaters, and they're out there doing whatever they're doing, and they want to come home to their girlfriend with a big plastic boobs, right? So she goes out and she gets the big plastic boobs. She strips away all the body fat that she possibly has, so she's got no ass at all. She's got the rear end of like a 7-year-old girl, and this is attractive? No, it ain't. No, it's not. Yeah, it is, Phil. No, I'm telling you right now, no, it isn't. If Hugh Hefner can set himself up, or Bob Guccione, or Larry Flint, or any of these other guys can set themselves up as the arbiters of what's beautiful in a woman, Phil Hendry can do it too. And I'm here to tell you, a woman with a nice, round, big ass is fantastic. There's nothing better.
What if she got a flat chest?
I could care less, man. Seriously, I could care less. Because, you know, the theory that I have, and it may be something that, you know, I shouldn't articulate, I'm going to tell you anyway. Guys that are into breasts are still stuck in the weaning years mentally. They're still into mama, you know, how we do it on the show. You know, every time Vernon comes on the air, I'm sure he's going to pay us a visit again tonight. He'll be talking about all you guys out there, you love all these big boobs because you're still about, 8 months old and you're waiting for mama to give you a little bit of milk. Whereas guys that are into butts and legs, we're men. We're interested in where it all begins, my friend. What is the cradle of creation? That's what we're interested in. So that's my philosophy. But hey, if I owned a magazine, I could put that out there. And the next thing you know, all these women with these big plastic breasts, these things that were designed by JPL, that they had to get a crew of cats with scaffolding to put up, and three guys died, you know, just so she could have a nice big fat chest with no ass. And I think I'm doing a lot of women a favor by saying the following thing. Walking around with big boobs and a flat butt is, boy, I'm going to have to say it. It's ugly. It's ugly. It's scary looking. It's weird. It's just freaking weird, man. You know, walking down the street with like the baggy jean, you know, the baggy ass end. No woman should wear jeans where the ass end is bagging out, man. What, you know?
Well, what do you mean you wear them like that?
Am I a chick?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Man, check him out. You checking out his butt and everything?
No, I'm not.
Well, it sounds like it. It's not attractive. And I'll go further. People Magazine, I'm singling out People Magazine because they're the most recent culprits here. People Magazine, which of course is run by douchebags. And what is a douchebag? A douchebag is someone who doesn't have any real principle. He's just there with his hand out, and he's waiting for somebody to drop a couple of coins into it, and he'll do anything that I think that in the old days they called it whore. I wouldn't go that far, but I'm sure People Magazine has foregone any sexual orientation they may have on their part to get into a party here and there. I'm sure they've crossed over just so they could get into the Maxim party. But People is trying to get into the Maxim party. Nice going, People. In any event, they had an article about anorexia. This is where they pander. And boy, if there's one thing I hate, it's pandering. If there's one thing I hate, it's any host, it's any magazine, it's any newspaper that tries to, you know, get where you're at, you know. Hey, wow, we know where you're at. That's why I can't stand that Black in America Part 2 on CNN. All those white guys sitting in the editorial office there. Let's go send out the black one. Who do we got? Well, we got Soledad O'Brien. Yeah, don't send Malvo. She looks white. Send her out. Yeah, okay. She goes out, says her Black in America Part 2, just so we know that you get it. Now they got an article there in People that says, anorexia, it's killing our daughters. You know, and it's, what can we do, anorexia? It's just a, and then flip it over about two or three pages, and they got an article about what a fat slob Jennifer Lopez is pouring into that cocktail dress, huh? Take a look at the ass on her, boy. And then they tell you what a pig Mariah Carey is. I'm going to tell you something. Mariah Carey is gorgeous. She's beautiful. She fills a dress out beautiful. She's got a fantastic voice. She's one of the greatest success stories. You know, she flipped her lid a few years ago, man. She was babbling out in a street someplace. They had to throw a butterfly net on her and haul her in. And everybody was writing her off. And she came back. She's got a beautiful voice. She's gorgeous as hell. She's got a great figure. She's got a great ass. And to quote Al Pacino in Heat, she's got a great ass, you know. In fact, to quote Al Pacino, who goes by the name of Alfredo Pacino on Twitter, I think the line is something like, what is it, bud?
Oh, yeah, this guy's from Heat. He goes, when I think of a woman's ass, I go wild. I get crazy.
Yeah, that's...
Well, yeah, that's a perfect Pacino impression.
I would not say that.
No, man, Al Pacino, go like, I think of a woman's ass, some of the time I go wild.
Yeah, okay. However, having said all of that, no president of the United States, no president of the United States of America, with cameras everywhere, lacks enough restraint so to not look at a woman's ass as she's walking by. When he's got 58 cameras and 60,000 jackasses with notepads, he's not going to stand there and go, man, say what it is. Look at that over there, huh? Ooh, the junk in the trunk and that. And, you know, high-fiving Sarkozy. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. If you think it is going to happen, I would suggest, I'm not totally sure, I would suggest that there's a little political thing. You know, you're mixing your politics and your horse crap up a little bit, although the two might very well be the same thing. No, I don't think Obama's looking at her ass. Would it be natural if he were? Yes. Do a lot of guys appreciate a woman's ass? No. Do a lot of guys privately appreciate a woman's ass? Oh, yeah. Do a lot of guys privately wish their girlfriend had a bigger ass? Yes. Do a lot of guys privately wish that they could say that they like a chick with a big ass? Yes. Will they admit it publicly? No. So there you go. Phil Hendry, just rolled it out for you right there, man. 17 minutes into the show. Bang! There you go. All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. As we mentioned to you, we got Levi Johnson, who I thought sounded like a silver miner, you know, who had too much mercury in his system. But it turns out he's actually somehow connected to, I don't know this guy's name, man. I don't know one of those rednecks from the next up there. This guy's mouthing off about Sarah Palin and how she is, you know, there's another agenda there. She may want to make money. Well, fancy that. That's coming up on the program. And also a very interesting blog I want to get into on what would happen if America tomorrow stopped importing foreign oil. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-PHIL. Get ready to check in tonight, okay? I don't want everybody sitting on their ass.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. It's the only news talk and entertainment show really in the history of the world that knows what it's talking about. We're not hung up on anything other than getting to the truth. That's why we say in this show, truth is our bitch. Now, we do have on the line Vernon Dozier. He's an educator from Glendale, California. You heard me talking about you, huh, Vernon?
I heard just a little bit, Phil. I know I'd been on your program last night with Ms. Gray, which I didn't find to be all that satisfying, you know.
Well, you guys got into it a little bit there about the, oh, it was the
well, it was about the graveyard.
Oh, the graveyard, yeah, and whether or not, I don't want to talk about that, if you don't mind.
I don't want to talk about it either. The further away I can get from that topic, the better. In fact, the further I can get away from that woman that you had with me, I guess that's a story for another night.
Well, we were talking because you have often expressed opinions about political leaders in terms of a very juvenile tie they may have to pleasing their moms and dads.
Right.
And I was talking here about guys and their sexual tastes. Guys that are into big breasts seem to be childish, and guys that are into a woman's ass and legs seem to be a little more mature.
You can run that by him again. What'd you say?
I'm saying that a guy, you know, men that are really like big chests on women.
You're saying that they're childish.
Yeah, because I was reminded of you saying they want their mama.
Well, I got to tell you, Phil, in all honesty, I think I'm with most men. I like a woman who has a beautiful chest. And so I don't think a guy that's into a beautiful chest wants mama, you know, the way you're saying it.
You don't think guys that are into a woman's beautiful ass want their mama?
Oh, no, I don't. That's the last thing on my mind. If I think about a mother, I mean, if I was going to be into my mama, you know, like some of these guys, you want to talk about a woman and you want to talk about a man, know how to handle a woman. And you know me, you know, my wife is 19 years of age. I married her not probably, I'd say it was a good 2 minutes after she graduated high school. Now, a lot of people don't like that, and I understand that they have to be aware of the fact that she was legal, we're in love, and she's got a nice pair on her. I don't know how else to say that. You talk about a man that wanted mama, you know, is a guy that can't find something like that. I've got a very natural, efficient, Philly, you know, what do you want to call a love affair going with my wife and also with her chest. But it's not a physical thing. There's a great deal of emotionalism there.
Well, what I say about a guy's being into a woman's chest doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. I think a guy is into one of nah. You know, let me tell you something right now. Because I just heard you talking about Boxer and Pelosi and what they're doing to this country. You want guys that are into my. You know, every time I think of Pelosi and I think of Boxer and I think of what they've done to this country and what they propose to do to this country, I think about who's supporting them. And I think about Harry Reid. Now, I've never seen Harry Reid. I know you spoke to Mr. Reid, haven't you?
Senator Reid, yes.
Oh, Senator Reid, excuse me. I don't know what he's carrying around in his slacks, but if ever there was a guy that wants to please his mama, it's him.
And why do you say that?
Because I have not seen him stand up like a man and tell Pelosi to shut. He's a senator. She's a House of Representatives. She's a, what do you call it? She's a House of Representatives, right? Ain't that it?
She's a congresswoman, yeah. But, you know, I don't know that Nancy Pelosi, you know, saying that Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid have got a sort of a juvenile relationship going in terms of their politics is good enough to say that Harry wants his mama.
Nancy Pelosi, you saw where now they're going after Bush on why. I think these guys that won't stand up to her want their mama. I think a guy like Reid, when he sees her, he's thinking, mommy? That's what he's thinking. He's thinking.
You're thinking that.
That's what he's thinking. You're talking about a guy that likes a woman with a good pair, and you're saying he wants his. I don't think so.
What is it with you, man, making a big deal out of it? You know, you're going into a you're going into some kind of method acting here.
I'll do what?
You're going. You know, what you're saying is mama.
See, now you got me tense. I'm saying, if you just listen to me...
I don't want to get you tense.
If you'll just listen to me, every time I think of what Pelosi and what Boxer are doing to this country, I think, where is a man, just one man, just one? You can put a bunch of them together if you want to. You could take Reid and Kennedy... And you can take that gay, whatever his name is, the other one. If you could put them all together and make one good man that can stand there and stand up to her and say, no, we're not going to investigate any torture. No, we're not going to be leaving Iraq or Afghanistan. No, instead what you got are guys in the United States Senate, when they see her, all they can think of, there goes my... Mommy. That's what I'm saying, okay?
You know, you sound like you're losing it, man. I'm sorry I even mentioned your name on the air because they got you to call in.
What are you talking about? I'm losing it.
You're going, you know.
That's what. Are you listening to me or are you just listening to yourself talk?
I'm listening to you. You're saying that every time Harry Reid sees Nancy Pelosi and Barbara Boxer go by, he's going into a fetal position.
He made damn. Can't go into a fetal position because he's in a suit and he's in the middle of a what do you call the Senate thing that they got there,
the Senate chamber.
Yeah, so he walks her. The only thing he can do is under his breath, so the microphones don't pick it up. She goes by and he goes,
Mama.
That's what he's doing. And if you don't like the way that I'm performing that, or the way that I'm, you know, articulating that, then that's your problem. Now, I know you're going to talk about that Levi Johnson. He's the same thing. He can't get his
mama.
You know, he can't get her to pay attention. You know, and another.
We got to take a break. Thank you very much, Vernon. Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back with the Levi Johnson story in a minute. That guy's flipped out.
Phil Hendry.
Mommy. Said some bad stuff about me.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Stop it with your drink. Give this boy a bib. He needs his mama.
Give that boy a bib. All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show with you here tonight. And over at www.philhendryshow.com right now, we are streaming live video. So you can watch the show every night if you'd like. You can join us during our uncensored pre- and post-shows. And you can watch as I sit here with tonight. I got this brace on my arm again. Because of the little bit of a carpal tunnel syndrome thing I'm suffering from.
Yeah, you got it on that hand because you use it too much.
Oh, really? Am I left-handed?
Yeah, oh, man, he got you on that one.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He's left-handed, man. He's right-handed.
Well,
why don't you just bug off, bud? If you ain't got the punchline, don't start the joke, okay?
Yeah, man, you ain't got a punchline, don't start the joke.
You're the punchline. Yeah.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Coming up, we'll talk about Levi Johnson, and this is a guy. You know what? This cat is so insignificant to me that I didn't even know who the hell he was. And somebody said, "Oh, that's the guy that Bristol's married to, or is the father of the band." Like I'm paying attention to that? Like that means anything? Like that has any bearing whatsoever on what's going on? I understand that there are people interested in it and they think it has bearing on what's going on, but they couldn't tell you if you held a loaded shotgun to what passes for their Royal American. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Here is Adam now in Phoenix on the Phil Hendry Show. Adam.
Yeah.
What's going on, Adam?
Not much. I was thinking that, you know.
Speak up.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that the men who like butts is a, or hold on a second. The conflict is more of what's appealing to the eye and what's appealing to the touch. I mean, because you can look at boobs, you really can't do much with them, you know what I mean?
You can do what?
You really can't do much with boobs when you think about it.
Well, why are guys into boobs?
I don't know. It's a sort of a fascination.
I do. I know why. Because they're still locked in their infantile phase of wanting to nurse from their mothers.
But, I mean, when you're into butts, I mean, you know why you're into butts.
I know why I'm into butts. I believe I'm into butts because for a very healthy reason.
Yeah, what kind of butts?
Shut up, bud. I think it's because I'm a grown-up man, you know. I'm a man, just like you, see? And we are now at that stage in our lives where we are seeking the truth of the universe, right? And the truth of the universe is in the womb of the woman, right? So that's why we're into that area of her body and her legs. But guys that are still into breasts, guys that are bugging their wives to get the big 80,000-pound, you know, plastic boobs, these guys still want a larger and larger source of mama, you know, and her milk, don't you think?
Maybe they weren't breastfed as child.
Could be, dude. Could be. Now, how about you? You got a wife or a girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm married.
And your wife have a nice... what am I doing asking you a question like that? Anyway, brother, thanks so... That was very rude of me. Thanks for your call, man. I appreciate your call very much, Adam.
Yeah, he's talking about his wife's body and everything.
I know. It was rude. I said it was very rude. I stopped myself. I didn't want to know, okay? Do you have his number?
Yeah, I got it right here. Call him back and find out.
Yeah. 877-876-PHIL. All right, speaking of boobs, Levi Johnson. Now, I wouldn't know this guy if I tripped over him, but apparently he is a part of the extended Palin family, and people are maybe saying, well, Phil, I mean, you should be in the know on these things. You know, there's a hell of a lot to keep up with, man. There's a hell of a lot to keep up with. Knowing who this jackass is not what I consider to be one of the important facts of life. It just isn't. Now, there are a great many guys who want to know everything there is to know about Palin, her in-laws, her outlaws, her what she, you know, what kind of feminine deodorant she uses. Cats like, you know, Schuster, you know the names, you know the usual list of suspects. guys that are mounting her, they're all over her, man. She's going to have to go to a rape crisis hotline when MSNBC gets over, finally over their obsession with her and moves on to something else. Unless, of course, they want to figure out exactly why the woman is very popular. The woman's popular because of all the things that she said when she was rolled out there on a campaign trail. She's a soccer mom. All right, maybe that doesn't mean necessarily that she understands the urban lifestyle of basketball. I ain't saying it's right, wrong, nothing. I'm just saying she represents a certain segment of very passionate Americans, very passionate Americans. We're moving now past, into the 21st century, we are now moving past that core of super patriotic Americans who were of a certain demography. The super patriot is no longer exclusively white. The super patriot is no longer exclusively into the suburban life. They're not exclusively hockey fans or soccer fans. They're not exclusively football fans, let's say. They're not exclusively conservative. They're not. There are all kinds of people now entering the mainstream of that demographic we call the highly patriotic, flag-waving American. Many of them are now black. Many are Hispanic. Not that, as we talked to Reverend Jackson, you know, a few months ago, not that black people are not patriotic, but the fact of the matter is that was never anything that was front and center in terms of our awareness. When I say ours, I say me, white guy, you know. You tell me about patriotic black people, and I would think immediately of a patriotic white person. I would think there's no difference between the two of them, but there's a profound difference, starting with the color of their skin, right? So in other words, to appeal to that person who every bit as much loves this country as the traditional core of people that we would have called the flag wavers, the Sarah Palin types, you don't necessarily want to get out there and talk about hockey. Nonetheless, there is still that core, and she appeals to them. Now, how does Sarah Palin reach beyond that and appeal to everybody else? This is a part of her education. If she's to become a truly become a national candidate of appeal, she has to understand what's happening in the rest of the country beyond Alaska. Now, none of that stuff, of course, makes her worthy of the excoriation and libel and sexist and demeaning treatment that she's received from the press. None of that. But they're so frightened of her because, in my opinion, they think she has the aptitude of pushing her appeal beyond that traditional group of people. That's what they fear. What does I think? You know, to use the language of the kings, what does I think?
Yeah, what does you think?
What I think is, I don't think so. I don't think she's going to be able to do that because I think politically, her stand on a lot of things just won't appeal beyond those people. And that group of people, however, you know, super patriotic and flag-waving and country-loving they are, they're not big enough. And the other patriots out there are not getting the message from Sarah Palin. All right, but that having been said, Levi Johnson is, I think, a son-in-law, a boyfriend, or whatever the hell it is. Yeah, he was married. It was called off. He was going to be married to Bristol Palin. It was called off earlier this year. He said on Thursday he lived with the Palin family from early December to the second week in January. He claimed he heard the governor several times say how nice it would be to take advantage of the lucrative book deals that were being offered, including a reality show and a book. He said, quote, she talked about how nice it would be to take some time off and to make some money. Now, he did an interview here. We're going to play for you some clips from that interview. There was a press conference, in fact, at his lawyer's office, because that's how heavyweight this guy is now. And that's how serious all of these guys in the media are taking him. I personally think this guy is about as bright as your average broken light bulb. I wouldn't trust this guy to open a piggy bank. However, here he is in a press conference at his lawyer's office, and Levi Johnson offers his ideas on why Palin may have decided to resign.
You know, when I was living there, even before...
Thank you very much. No, here it is. We'll give you the whole thing. I'm sorry. I'm being stupid.
You know, when I was living there, even before Mr. McCain had picked her to run, you know, I'd seen how like stressful his job was to her, and she'd come home and, you know, late at night and things like that. And then after the running, you know, she had talked about, you know, how nice it'd be to take some of this money people had been offering us and, you know, just run with it, you know, and just saying, you know, forget everything else. I've heard of, you know, people offering books and stuff like that, and actually there was a reality show.
Now, here's a reporter. Yeah, shut up. Here's a reporter question. Shut up.
I think the big deal was the book. She, as, you know, that's millions of dollars right there, and she couldn't, you know, she couldn't do that as governor.
Here's a reporter questioning Levi and his support for Palin in the future.
Levi, say Sarah Palin ran for president in 2012. Would you vote for her?
No, I think she's a great lady.
You know, she's really great.
But after seeing what she did now, leaving Alaska, I would have to say no.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she was she's stressed out as governor. I mean, moving up to the vice president and president is huge. You know, I just don't think anymore that she's cut out for the job.
Well, when you talk about analyzing the news, it doesn't get any better than MSNBC's Morning Joe. Anyway, this morning, Donnie Deutsch, I don't know, and journalist Susie Welch, they think a television show is in Palin's future. Gosh.
In the land of the blind, the nearsighted woman from Wasilla is queen.
Uh-huh.
The fact is the Republicans do not have a lot of other options. She is by far their best known and best liked potential contender. So if she can play out of this exit from the governorship in a smart way, keep her profile up, perhaps write a very strong, appealing book that sells well. She's definitely a contender for the 2012 Republican nomination.
John Nichols from The Nation says Palin may very well be a 2012 candidate for president.
Hey, he will take Greta Van Susteren's spot at 10 o'clock, and she will have more impact than she'll be the next Rush Limbaugh. I mean, that's the impact
that
she can have. We'll be talking about her, but not as elected
official. The one person who knows the future of Sarah Palin is Roger Ailes of Fox Network. I think that she's got a future in TV, and I think that she will have a gigantic following in her platform. She's going to be in public office is TV.
All right, now here is David Schuster, David Kermit Schuster, as we call him. He offers his opinion. David, as you know, a very valued opinion on this program.
Chairman, said...
Thank you. Now, the next thing... Oh, here he is.
Chairman, said it before, I will say it again. Sarah Palin will never recover from this. People say, no matter what these polls, she has no future.
I don't know the answer to that absolute, but, I mean, you're a very smart and wise man that I trust on these...
A smart and wise man. I will tell you this, though. Kermit may be onto something. He may be onto something. She's going to have to overcome the obvious attack, which is you quit in Alaska. You quit in Alaska. You quit in Alaska. That's going to be tough. But the tougher thing will be the thing that she couldn't defeat in this past election, 2008, right? The tougher thing will be moving past that core, not just the conservative core of the Republican Party, but that core of the country, which is a primarily white core of people who are primarily the suburban backbone of the country, the conservative soccer mom, I don't know, all of those people that went to see Mighty Ducks and took their kids. You know what I mean? So can she do that? Does she have the aptitude? Does she have the political will to do that? Is she able to modify or at least better articulate her beliefs concerning women's issues? Can she modify and articulate some of the beliefs she has along the lines of other social issues? She's going to have to do that. And I don't care who you are or what you are or where you're listening tonight. Unless she's able to better articulate some of those issues, she has a great many women in this country that hate her guts. Hate her guts! Women! Why? Other than the fact that they're always, you know, women are always cat backbiting and catfighting and all that bullcrap. Why is that? She does not have a very female-friendly view of the world, plain and simple. And I could get a lot of people, you know, calling me tonight and saying, I love her and I think she's great and you don't know what you're talking about. The hell I don't, man. She does not have a good base among women. What is she willing to do? I don't think her economic policies, I don't think her foreign policy opinions and philosophies are odious at all. I think most Americans probably would be in agreement with her. I think that Obama right now is reflecting that. I think Obama, as a pragmatist and a moderate, understands that. But no, she reflects the conservative wing of a Republican Party that is discredited beyond words, not so much because of their, you know, their fiscal policies. They've got nothing to do with it. It's got nothing to do with it at all. It's because they ain't saying anything that anybody can understand. Every time they open their fat mouths these days, it's not a country anybody recognizes. If she can become a candidate who talks about a country that people recognize, she may be all right. As far as her getting out and wanting to make a couple of bucks, who cares? I, you know what? These politicians, these leaders, whatever they are, these celebrities in the world of politics, I'm amazed that more of them don't get out. The way they're treated, the way they're talked about, the way they're slandered, the way they're kicked around, the way they're followed into toilets. I'm surprised most of these people just don't say, I got a way better shot, man, working for Ailes, man. I can hump it for a while, filling in for Greta, and then finally take over that slot because everybody knows she isn't long for the world. And then I'll sit there with the eyeglasses, man, and pretty soon people say, well, look at that. Tina Fey's got a show on Fox. 877-876-PHIL. Go ahead, make all the money you want, Sarah, but when you come back, you're going to have some message that's going to, A, deflect the attack that you quit, and, B, is going to be heard and understood by people beyond that soccer mom reach of yours. 877-876-PHIL. And we can go on and on about the Republican Party and how they're screwing up, and we can go on and on about the Democratic Party and how they're really the default benefactors of that. How the Republicans have given away so much support to Democrats who don't deserve it. Republicans don't deserve it either. We'll talk about all of that and more coming back at a world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, broadcasting from the El Pacifico studios out here on the furthest western edge of a very beautiful and magnificent and still very fragile country we call America, and we're happy to be with you. And every night we're here, we have our live streaming video at www.philhendryshow.com. Affiliates across the country, join us if you are sick and tired of listening to some guy with stepson, toe-headed look, telling you how,
yes, the future is black.
Or some other cat puffing a cigar. And, you know, I love them all, man. They're all good friends of mine, although they haven't returned my calls. They're all very good friends of mine, but they all got their heads so far up their asses it's a crime. You just drop to one knee and weep as if you fed the pitch to Bobby Thompson yourself. And
it was Bobby Thompson.
He hit a home run. Never mind. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Chris in Redondo Beach, California, listening on K-Talk in L.A. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing really good, Phil. Thanks for your program. I learn a lot listening to your program every night.
What can we do for you?
I want to comment about Levi Johnstone that you had on your just a minute ago. And he was talking about, you know, all the stuff he thinks Palin's going to do. And I agree with you. I don't think that guy sounds like he understands, you know, the political way of how things are done. I mean, first of all, just because he's her stepson, or what did you say?
He was almost her son-in-law. He was going to marry her daughter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just because he's almost her son-in-law doesn't mean that he knows what's in her mind. And the other thing I think I got to disagree about on you, Phil, even though I'm an Obama supporter, you know, I think Sarah Palin's got a pretty good shot, you know, of being president of the United States. I think she does. I think she does have to use her obsessed, you know, she does have a sort of image of sexuality, you know.
An image of what?
Of her sexuality, you know, just kind of that kind of MILF look, you know.
Oh, the MILF thing, yeah.
Yeah, and if I was her, I would definitely try and I don't know, you know, use that, use the sass and the sexual energy. And the reason I'm talking about that is because I do some producing. I'm trying to get into more and more of it, producing of sexual adult films. And I'm not saying, you know, that I mean, I'd want her to do that, but I'm saying. I've acted in adult films, and if I wanted to, and if I met her, I'd probably get have her to probably want me enough so I get some pictures of her. But I would never do that, you know.
What do you mean, man? Are you talking about blackmail?
No, that's what some people might do. I mean, I could do that because of, I haven't told you, but I have acted in adult films, and I am very sexual. A lot of women are attracted to me.
A lot of women are what?
Attracted to me.
Attracted to you?
Yes, sir.
So you're saying that you could get Sarah Palin in bed and get some compromising pictures. What's the point here, sir?
No, I mean, the point that I'm saying is that I am a Obama supporter. I could do that, but I wouldn't because I know that she's... The reason why I call up is about Levi Johnstone, you know, and the things what he's saying.
All right, let me go to another call. Can you hang on the line?
Yeah.
This is Larry in Culver City. Larry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah,
Yeah, Phil, this young man is talking about the former governor of Alaska as if she is, you know, the centerfold in one of those magazines that's wrapped in cellophane, and it isn't Penthouse, and it isn't Hustler, and it isn't Playboy, but it's even a notch down from that. Can you guys, since this guy's an adult film, you're talking about Sarah Palin being a centerfold in what magazine? Go ahead, guess.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to the young man that says that Sarah Palin's a MILF and you could get her in bed.
Well, you're probably talking about Swang.
Talking about what?
About Swang.
What is the magazine?
Swang. Swang magazine.
Swang?
No, it's called Swang.
I've never heard of Swang. I've heard of Swank.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Swang.
You're saying Swank?
Yeah. I mean, well, God, don't you hear too good?
I hear real good. I hear you loud and clear. And one of the other things I hear...
Well, I'm just saying, hold on. You asked me a question. If she was in Swang... And
it's called Swank for the name of a god that has been nailed more times than I care to question. And the other thing that I want to say, Phil, is this guy keeps calling him Levi Johnstone. His name's Levi Johnson.
I said Levi Johnstone, Johnstone.
Johnson!
His name's Levi Johnson. I'm sorry, I should have corrected him.
And the magazine is Swang.
Yeah, Swang.
If you say Swang one more time, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. Me and Ashton Kutcher lose it.
All right, what if we stop using oil tomorrow? That's next on the Phil Hendry Show.
What? What are you talking about?
Phil Hendry.